I'm pianist Sarah Cahill, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hello, I'm Senator Gary Peters, former Lieutenant Commander in the United States Navy Reserve. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Senator Peters. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Veterans Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we're taking some time to honor and thank all the people who have served in the United States Armed Forces. And this whole week was a listener's idea, so we really want to thank that listener for taking the time and making the suggestion. Today, it's the Navy's turn. The U.S. Navy was established in October of 1775 by the Second Continental Congress. It is the second oldest branch of the military. It's only 4 months younger than the U.S. Army. There's no official motto for the U.S. Navy, though they do have a common saying among themselves in Latin, which is non sibi sed patriae, which means no self but country. The Navy originally started out as just 6 ships in the United States. Today's Navy consists of over 430 ships of all sizes and more than 438,000 active duty and reserve sailors. Famous Navy veterans include Presidents Kennedy, Carter, Ford, Johnson, George H.W. Bush, Nixon, and Senator John McCain. The Navy's anthem is Anchors Away, which was originally written as a football march for the 1906 Army versus Navy football game. The second verse of Anchors Away is the one that is most widely sung. Anchors away, my boys, anchors away, farewell to foreign shores, we sail at break of day, A-A-A. Through our last night ashore, drink to the foam, until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. Here now is the Navy anthem, Anchors Away. The composer is Charles A. Zimmerman, with words by Alfred Hart Miles. This is performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. The conductor is Richard P. Condy, and they're accompanied by the Columbia Symphonic Band. That was the Navy anthem, Anchors Away, performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Many thanks to Senator Gary Peters and Chief Bob Jones. You'll hear from him in just a second for your introductions. Thanks to both of you. Thanks to both of you for your service. As a reminder, the answer for this week's Quizlet was in today's episode. We'll ask you the question on Friday, and if you need a reminder, you can find all our episodes online at kidscommute.org. All righty, that's it for Kids Commute today. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm retired Chief Petty Officer Bob Jones of the United States Navy. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.